With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is our Hidden Killers Half Year in Review with True Crime Today. A look back at some of the most compelling conversations about the biggest cases we're following for you right here over the last 6 months and first half of 2024. Here's another one of those conversations.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
We have those statements. I hit him. Did I hit him? If you can picture someone that's kind of drunk or blackout drunk, just kind of saying this sort of stuff in confusion and not remembering exactly what's going on here and there, but could have, you know, very likely did hit him in some way, shape or form. I mean, it just seems like this has gotten so ridiculously out of control for something that is really pretty straightforward. It seems like it was an accident. Someone lost their life, unfortunately, but to take it that much further as if there's a sort of conspiracy going on, I don't understand how we got this to this place of this going so far down this road.
Well, I will say, first of all, the reason that they, I believe, went to second degree murder is because they, unlike in the criminal complaint where you just have initially the scene and what happened, they know now that from the black box, if you will, in the Lexus, that it was an accelerated backing up at mm-hmm. over 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that would seem to be not an accident.
I've seen many drunk people. I've been with drunk people, unfortunately. You know that, you know, when they get in the car and they're drunk, it's like, let's gun it. Because nobody's making any sort of good choices at that moment in time. It doesn't like necessarily point to I'm trying to go and hit that person either, other than they're just very, very foolish and being insanely irresponsible. It's all bizarre. Well, let me ask you about this one. The investigation itself, we didn't have the Ring doorbell cameras. It seemed like there were so many things that could have been looked at a little bit closer. Why? I mean, that's the other part of this. Why was there not a more thorough investigation, especially on an officer from other officers? You would think there'd be more of an investigation in that sort of a case because it's one of their own.
Well, Tony, this is what I think happened. And, you know, I am not trying to make excuses for some of the paperwork where names were misspelled, the fact that some of the officers didn't have the proper evidence collection kits to get the blood collected. So they borrowed solo cups and collected it in that. And, you know, there were mistakes made, but there was nothing that was made that altered evidence or that was purposeful. Let me tell you why I think this.
Okay.
I mean, why I think that it wasn't perfectly done. They pull up. It's called in as a domestic, and that from everything they see, they recognize raccoon eyes, which are from a cracked skull. He's frozen solid, basically, at that point, likely dead, even though pronounced dead later in the hospital. It was a hit and run. They knew they had a shattered taillight. They had the person who drove the car exclaiming, I hit him.
True.
And there would be, if this were any logical officer and they taken the totality of the circumstances, they wouldn't be thinking, I wonder if somebody in that house over there, remember this was the far corner of this house, mm-hmm. almost next to the other house. Oh, I wonder if somebody in this house beat him up and put him there. There were no signs of him being beaten.
Sure, sure.
These are raccoon eyes. This isn't, there's no, you know, he's a very large man. Where's his knuckle bruises? Did he just sit there and let them beat him to a pulp without any defensive wounds?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
There's nothing like that.
And there's no reason to think that they would have hurt their friend either. There's not really any motive over in that department either. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many things here that are just bizarre. But I totally hear you. If you're thinking it's a hit and run, we have somebody who's already saying they did it. You're not looking at it as a massive murder crime scene or something. It's like this is a tragic accident at that moment in time. And then by the time we get further down the road, I mean, obviously it's days later, snow's melted, things have changed. You can't go back and redo the crime scene or investigate it the way that maybe, you know, you should have at that moment in time. But you're not thinking to do that because it doesn't make any sort of logical sense.
That's exactly right. And that's why these are. And the other thing is, we call this, you know, as an EMT, this is a load and go. Mm-hmm. You're trying to hope that they can thaw them out. You're hoping that they can save this man's life. So this is about, as a first responder, you know, the medics, the police officers trying to rally him up, get it. You know, everybody asks, why didn't they tape off the crime scene? Well,
it wasn't
because
loud,
they
yeah.
were trying to get him rolling.
Yeah.
They were trying to save his life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So that's why I think the very initial response wasn't what, like you said, this wasn't some huge diabolical conspiracy that they were seeing. It was a hit and run.
Yeah. And it's so simple yet so complex at the same time. And I think the simplicity of it is what has eluded a lot in this case. It is what it is. And it's horrible what happened, but not necessarily people trying to be nefarious to one another or trying to truly hurt, just a lot of alcohol and a lot of bad choices, it seems.
It's true. And you know what? Alan Jackson, who they brought on the team, you know, after Yannetti, the initial attorney, mm-hmm. got in front of cameras, Tony, and he said, listen, she didn't do anything on purpose. Mm-hmm. This is all an accident. That's also very telling.
Yeah.
You know, he was just, so there was no mention about all these other people until well down the line, until after that indictment. So it's something. I've never seen such a web woven that is believed by so many, and so many people just not looking at the obvious scenario that the facts support. You can't give me one back to support any of this other nonsense.
No, I hear you. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in now, where nonsense is easily believed, no matter how crazy it is. Not a place I ever thought we'd be at, but we are, and it's spreading out into everything.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.